You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The boat has been found. The search should be easier.
Well, now we know, have a much better idea where to put our personnel, where to put our assets, boats, helicopters, airplanes.
Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos were last seen just before heading to sea Friday afternoon. Stocks are getting off to a weak start, continuing a recent stretch of losses. The Dow lost more than 100 points in opening minutes. In China, the Shanghai Stock Index plunged 8.5% today, its worst since 2007, despite government efforts to calm the market. Funerals are planned today for the two women who were shot and killed Thursday at a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. Jillian Johnson, who was 33, was an artist who sang in an all-female band, and Macy Bro was 21, studying to be a radiology technician. Police say they were killed when John Hauser opened fire in a theater. He ended up taking his own life. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The American Beverage Association has sued the city of San Francisco over new legislation requiring warning labels on sugary beverages and prohibiting advertisements on city property. AP correspondent Nikki Mayo reports.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors approved an ordinance in June that requires health warnings on ads for sugary drinks. American Beverage Association spokeswoman Kelly Kaufman says the new legislation unfairly targets the soda industry.
People get calories as well as nutrients such as sugar, fat, and even salt from a wide range of food and beverages.
California Center for Public Health Advocacy Executive Director Harold Goldstein says sodas can be linked to fatty liver disease, especially in children.
The liquid sugar that's contained in these beverages is absorbed into the body in as little as 30 minutes.
I'm Nikki Mayo.
The State Department has taken Malaysia and Cuba off its blacklist of countries failing to combat modern-day slavery. That could leave the U.S. open to criticism that politics is swaying the rankings in its annual human trafficking report, which is often controversial. Thailand, which was downgraded with Malaysia last year because of labor abuses in its fishing industry, remained on the blacklist. Critics contend that Malaysia's upgrade is related to its participation in a trade agreement backed by the U.S. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Investigators say it'll take some time to learn what caused Saturday afternoon's fire on a rooftop pool at the Cosmopolitan. Clark County Fire Chief Greg Castle says there was no fire inside the hotel.
We did have smoke on multiple floors throughout the hotel. The smoke got into those floors because occupants of those rooms had left their windows cracked open a little bit. And it was just the right time, and, you know, with the prevailing winds, that it pushed that smoke into those rooms.
More than 100 firefighters responded to the two-alarm blaze on the 14th-floor bamboo pool at the Strip Resort. Authorities say artificial landscaping spread the flames, and smoke could be seen from above Las Vegas Boulevard. Fire Chief Greg Castle says smoke from the fire got into the hotel rooms because some windows were left cracked open.
What was burning was all exterior. It was the pool area, the cabanas, the chairs, the furniture, the landscaping, things around the pool that would be combustible.
The biggest consumer electronics chain in the country is going to sell the Apple Watch. A company spokesman says the Apple Watch and Apple Watch Sport models will go on sale at more than 300 Best Buy stores beginning August 7th. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The public is seeing newly released photos of members of George W. Bush's administration moments after the September 11th terror attacks for the first time. The group of photos feature President Bush, former Vice President Dick Cheney, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, and other White House staff members in the hours following the attack. The images were released by the National Archives in response to a Freedom of Information request by the Kirk Documentary Group. Over 3,500 photos in total were released. A Missouri police department is getting mixed reaction for sporting an old slogan in a new place. Stone County Sheriff's Department officials posted a Facebook message and a picture of a squad car with, quote, "In God We Trust" displayed on the trunk. Sheriff Doug Rader tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, there's no reason this move should be causing a stir.
There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Investigators say it'll take some time to learn what caused Saturday afternoon's fire on a rooftop pool at the Cosmopolitan. Clark County Fire Chief Greg Castle says there was no fire inside the hotel.
We did have smoke on multiple floors throughout the hotel. The smoke got into those floors because occupants of those rooms had left their windows cracked open a little bit, and it was just the right time, and, you know, with the prevailing winds, that it pushed that smoke into those rooms.
More than 100 firefighters responded to the two-alarm blaze on the 14th-floor bamboo pool at the Strip Resort. Authorities say artificial landscaping spread the flames, and smoke could be seen from above Las Vegas Boulevard. Fire Chief Greg Castle says smoke from the fire got into the hotel rooms because some windows were left cracked open.
What was burning was all exterior. It was the pool area, the cabanas, the chairs, the furniture, the landscaping, things around the pool that would be combustible.
The biggest consumer electronics chain in the country is going to sell the Apple Watch. A company spokesman says the Apple Watch and Apple Watch Sport models will go on sale at more than 300 Best Buy stores beginning August 7th. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The public is seeing newly released photos of members of George W. Bush's administration moments after the September 11th terror attacks for the first time. The group of photos feature President Bush, former Vice President Dick Cheney, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, and other White House staff members in the hours following the attack. The images were released by the National Archives in response to a Freedom of Information request by the Kirk Documentary Group. Over 3,500 photos in total were released. A Missouri police department is getting mixed reaction for sporting an old slogan in a new place. Stone County Sheriff's Department officials posted a Facebook message and a picture of a squad car with, quote, "In God We Trust" displayed on the trunk. Sheriff Doug Rader tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, there's no reason this move should be causing a stir.
There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of sheriff's departments and police departments across this nation, probably thousands, that have "In God We Trust" on the back of their cars. But I've been picked out as the one that they want to come after.
The sheriff says all patrol vehicles have the decals, which he points out were donated by local businesses. There's been some backlash to the message being displayed on the police cars. Congress approved "In God We Trust" as the national motto in 1956. Sheriff Doug Rader says he's dealing with the backlash after posting that photo. Researchers are using a sophisticated Google tool to show that interest in God is just as high today as it was more than 100 years ago. They used Google's Ingram viewer to study how frequently references to God appear in more than 15 million books published since 1800. They found no significant increases or decreases in the mentions of God in books published from the early 1900s through today. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. In Flemington right now, the temperature is 71 degrees. It's overcast, calm winds, but 60% chance of precipitation. Today is Monday, July 27th. Cloudy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high of 82. Wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms during the evening. A low of 68. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 50%. Sun and few passing clouds for tomorrow, 91, winds light and variable. Wednesday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 95. Partly cloudy in the morning on Thursday, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 93. A mainly sunny sky on Friday, high 91, and Saturday, the 1st of August, plentiful sunshine, a high of 93. We're getting into the sweltering heat of summer. Temperatures in our area right now, 70 in Lebanon, 71 up in Tewksbury, 70 in Raritan, 70 in Ringgoes, 69 in Lambertville, 71 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Big C here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a chamber of commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. All right. Barrett Strong. The producer of this song. Celebrity birthday today. We'll get to that in a little bit. But welcome to Monday. Hopefully everybody had a great time over at the Solberg Festival of Ballooning, the Quick Check Festival of Ballooning over in Reddington Solberg Airport. Looked like the weather was great for just so many days, and had a couple of friends of mine posting some beautiful pictures of the balloons going up there, including the Yoda balloon and all the other ones. What a cool weekend to have all that. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. It is 10 after 8. We got to get to traffic. What's going on our Hunterdon County roads? I can get my alerts from HERTTMA.com. You can, too. Just register with them, and they will give you the information via email. You can then also follow them on Twitter, if you like, and they will be forwarded to you. Let's see what we got. We have congestion on 78. What a surprise. 78 in Bedminster. Came out at 806. Delays eastbound between exit 26, County Route 665, Rattlesnake Bridge Road, and exit 29. Route 287, US 202, 206 in Bedminster. Delays due to volume. Nothing new. Same old stuff on a Monday morning. We'll keep you updated, but expect a little bit of a slowdown over there. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, so what's on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets last week. Overall, not a pretty good week. A lot of up and down, but more downs than ups in the market. And we'll find out if that's going to be the trend again this week, or everybody's just going to look at it from a brand new perspective. At 8:40, we call Mr. Al War, Business with Al, Al gives us perspective about a certain amount of people in the Hunterdon County area that are running a small business, and he puts an eclectic mix of a theme together to tell us all about it. It's part of his independent columnist duties with the Hunterdon County Democrat. At 9 o'clock, I'm still here doing all sorts of topics about the Hunterdon County area. At 10, we have Megan Jones-Holt, the Rotary Hours, on, giving us information about being a community supporter, a local Rotarian. Megan was the past district governor of the local Rotary 7510. She's the current executive bid director of Flemington Bid, and she brings all sorts of perspective to us about being Rotarians and providing community service. Chef Bill is back. He was out last week on vacation. Comes back with tips, tricks, advice in the kitchen to make sure you're planning your summer parties and summer meals. So listen to Bill. He's an executive chef over at Jake's, and he also runs a culinary class over at the Hunterdon County Polytech. In the aisles with Sue. Sue Lang Saponara is the registered dietitian over at ShopRite. She brings nutrition and information about the healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite, and also takes free appointments, but she brings her advice to you via the radio at noon, talking all about the great new items that are in ShopRite and how to cook them, all sorts of recipes. Mental Health Matters with Mr. Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3. Larry helps people with advice on brain injuries and mental illness. He helps give support to not only those people, but their families. It's an award-winning show. They won an award about a year or so ago from the governor, and Larry brings all that. He's part of NAMI of Hunterdon, so he brings all that to you. After that, we have Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. Larry Cartwright and Chris Phelan are co-hosting that one, or switching off, bringing you information about people, places, professionals, services, and programs that are going on at the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgie and Trinkle is talking about the topics that are making news in the headlines in Hunterdon. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown, a celebrant and officiant, comes on from 5 to 6. And Ruth Ann has put out an APB. She's looking for a guest. Fortunately, she did not get a confirmation about her guest for today, so she's saying she's looking for a guest from 5 to 6 Eastern this afternoon for a sub, and she'll be happy to talk anything with you, so give her a call or post her on Facebook, and she'll be happy to get you on. That's the entire HunterdonChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HunterdonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways of listen, do, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, that's Aqua helping me with BradleyLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. All right, for the week, we have Hemingway look-alike Dave. If that's down in Key West, I've seen photos of that, and that is... it's surreal. It's about the only way I could describe it. A whole bunch of people all walking around looking exactly the same. Big, tall, fat, thin, but all having white beards. And they do the parade, it's even crazier because they're all dressed the same. It's like Santa Claus invaded millions of Santa Clauses. It's like SantaCon in New York. World Lumberjack Championships. It's Garlic Days. You're participating in that. If you could stay, about 10 feet away, that would be great. AFRMA, Fancy Rat and Mouse Week, started yesterday. And Satchmo Days starts on the 30th. For today, it is National Korean Veterans Armistice Day. Talk a little bit more about that when we get today in history. It is Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day. I'm sure that'll give some people some pause as you're walking by with a houseplant in your arms. It's Walk on Stilts Day. Now that would be entertaining. We could walk on stilts and take the houseplant for a walk. And it's Barbie in a Blender Day. Yes, there are people that have a very negative outlook on Barbie. BradleyLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, published on the 26th by Emily Cummins of NJ.com. She says, wedding at 3,000 feet, couple marries in a hot air balloon. How much better can it get in Hunterdon County but having a hot air balloon festival and having some people decide that they would like to get married up there? I'm sure these folks aren't the first people to do it, but certainly notoriety because they are published here. While some may think it's romantic to simply propose in a hot air balloon, the newlywed Mr. and Mrs. Bryant decided to exchange vows. WKTU radio personality Paul Cubby Bryant and Coco Kawaguchi wanted something small and unique for their wedding and ultimately landed on eloping in the sky at the 33rd annual Quick Check New Jersey Festival Ballooning on Saturday. The first time hot air balloon passengers were joined by their photographer and two close friends, one of whom served as the officiant. Their fifth guest was pilot Michael Bloom of Balloons Over Westchester, and although the company has seen several proposals, Bryant Wedding was its first. Decked out in a full formal wear, gown, heels, and all, Cubby wore hot air balloon cufflinks with a matching balloon tie, and Coco was in an ivory gown with lace accents. Despite being novices, and the pilot warning of a possibly bumpy landing, the Bryants' only worry was traffic getting to the festival, but they arrived on time and took off at sunset. How about that? That's pretty cool stuff. There's some great pictures of it, by the way. And bringing more notoriety to the Hot Air Balloon Festival and also to simply the ballooning activity nonetheless. So congratulations to them. And congratulations to all the balloonists that were having fun as well. And Michael Bloom with Balloons Over Westchester getting a little publicity there as well. Great stuff. Nice to smile about. And that's why it's vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
from the old disc jockey almanac for July 27th, 2015, here's our celebrity birthdays for today. Actress in The Happening, Ashlyn Sanchez, 19. From Flipped, Michael Bolton. Not the Michael Bolton, but the actor. He's 24. Arctic Blast, Indiana Evans, is 25. From Degrassi, The Next Generation, Charlotte Arnold is 26. Evil Dead, Lou Taylor Pucci is 30. From The Lucky One, Taylor Schilling is 31. Dancer and actor in Footloose, Kenny Wormald is 31. The Young and the Restless, Blair Redford is 32. Ain't Them Body Saints, Augustine Frizzle is 36. Match Point, Jonathan Rhys Meyers is 38. From Castle, Seamus Deaver is 39. Bridesmaids, Maya Rudolph is 43. Days of Our Lives, Eric Matzoff is 44. From Oblivion, Nicola Koester-Waldau is 45. Professional Wrestler, Triple H, Paul Levesque is 46. The World Is Not Enough, Maria Grazia Cucinata is 47. Live Free or Die Hard, Cliff Curtis is 47. Nip Tuck, Julian McMahon is 47. Step by Step, Sasha Mitchell is 48. From Ip Man, Donnie Yen is 52. Guiding Light, Rebecca Staub is 54. American Gangster, Roger Guinevere Smith is 56. Comedian, writer, and actor in Blue Collar TV, Bill Engvall is 58. Comedian and writer, Carol Leifer is 59. Actress in Highlander, Roxanne Hart, 63. The Morning After singer, Maureen McGovern is 66. Betty Thomas is 67 from Full Throttle and Charlie's Angels. Starship Troopers, Lenore Kestorf is 67. Olympic gold medal figure skater, Peggy Fleming is 67. Master of the Universe, Wynn Guilford is 69. From Snatch and Batman Begins, Raid Serbezja is 69. Bobby Gentry is 71. She sang Ode to Billy Joel. Ode to Billy Joe. Truman Show and Rocky II. John Plachet is 73. Dennis Ralston from the Tennis Hall of Fame is 73. Comedian actor Jerry Van Dyke is 84. And in Good Times, Maude the Jeffersons, Norman Lear is 93. Producer and director. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for us to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Midnight train going anywhere.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Friends, family, and fans are mourning the loss of Bobby Christina Brown. Oprah, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Dr. Phil, and a host of others are paying tribute online to the daughter of late superstar Whitney Houston and R&B singer Bobby Brown. In 2012, still grieving, Bobby Christina talked to Oprah about the recent loss of her mother, saying she still felt like she was with her.
I can hear her voice telling me, you know, keep moving, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm right here. I got mm-hmm. you.
Bobby Christina Brown died yesterday, the young age of 22. The Boy Scouts of America is poised to end their blanket ban on openly gay leaders today. The move will allow individual troops to pick their own leaders, meaning church-sponsored troops could still enact their own bans. Before that happens, though, the organization's 80-member board must sign off on the policy change. Fiat Chrysler will pay a record $105 million fine for recall lapses that cover millions of vehicles. National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration announced the penalty Sunday, saying the company admitted to failing to properly execute 23 recalls covering 11 million vehicles. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1. Ends 8-1.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, the temperature is 71 degrees. It's mostly cloudy skies. Got some precipitation to today. It's July 27th. Cloudy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high of 82, wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms during the evening, a low of 68, winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Sun and a few passing clouds, 91 for tomorrow, light and variable winds. Wednesday, generally sunny and a high of 95. Thursday, the 30th, partly cloudy in the morning, thunderstorms in the afternoon, 93. Mainly sunny and 91 on Friday and the first day of August, plentiful sunshine, a high of 93. Temperatures in our area right now, 71 in Lebanon, 72 in White House, 71 in Ringo, 71 in Lambertville, 72 in Stockton. That is Good Morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, it got Michelle Heide on the phone here. We're talking investments. Good morning, Michelle. How are you, and how was the weekend?
I'm doing all right for this cloudy Monday, and the markets certainly are cloudy, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it was a nice weekend.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Now, did it really was.
Did you get a chance to go over and see the balloons?
Nope, we did not. We did see some balloons from a distance, but we ended up taking some little hikes, and we had a picnic to go to, so we didn't get over there, but I had a run into Jeannie actually Saturday night, and they had gone Friday night, and they really enjoyed it. They had a great time.
Yeah, no, it was great weather and some really cool stuff over there with the Yoda balloons and some of the Star Wars characters. And we were just talking about how somebody got married in one of the balloons that we
Oh, yeah, I thought I saw that.
Isn't that cool?
I thought I had heard that.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah, very neat.
All right.
Excellent.
So, cloudy markets, huh? Well, we had
cloudy markets.
Down week last week.
Exactly. I say last week was definitely a cloudy week with the stocks down over 2%. And starting off this Monday, wasn't looking much better. There's been a bit of a sell-off going on in Asia. We have the the major China indices down a little over 8.5%. And since the peak in June, they're down about 28%. So that's kind of created somewhat of a contagion effect. If we take a look at Europe, we currently have, for instance, the DAX in Germany down a little over 2%, CAC 40 in Paris down a little over 2%. And here too in the U.S., the futures are looking not looking too bright this morning. The Dow futures are down about 105, S&P down 11, NASDAQ down 32.
Wow.
And again, part of that has to do with a little bit of a contagion effect, even though in the grand scheme of things, you know, everyone knew that the China market was in a bit of a bubble. It's now starting to kind of go through the normal process of unwinding, but, you know, still, when you take a look at the global economy and, you know, the old saying that when one country coughs, everyone around them starts to cough or sneeze, whatever it is.
Right, right. Yep.
So that's part of it. You know, the other part of it is the fact that the Fed does have the meeting this week, kicks off to tomorrow, but we really won't know much until Wednesday. And it's interesting because if you listen to a lot of the economists, they're saying, hey, the, you know, the Fed's doing what they're supposed to do, which is focusing on the things that they said they were. And so in their opinion, you know, having a first rate increase, whether it's September or December this year, still makes sense. And for people that are saying, oh, the commodities market is bad, they really should rethink what they're doing, blah, 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 you know, that could in turn not be as good as just taking that initial little hike.
Mm-hmm.
Because the U.S. economy continues to show signs of improvement. When we take a look at earnings season, again, it's been coming in somewhat mixed. The companies that are beating are, you know, doing a great job at beating. The ones that are coming in is a little bit of a surprise. And again, a little bit of a surprise there. But we're still seeing some action going in on mergers and acquisitions. Actually, there was an announcement that Teva Pharmaceutical is looking to buy Allergan's generics business for $40.5 billion. And then McGraw-Hill buying SNL Financial for about $2.25 billion. So, you know, we continue to see some action going on and, you know, obviously companies looking at some opportunities and some fair pricing out there in their opinion.
Yeah.
And then the, actually just hot off the press, the number everyone was looking for, U.S. durable goods orders rose 3.4% in June, which is a little bit higher than the 3% rise expected.
Mm-hmm.
So that really hasn't flowed through yet to the futures one way or another. But, yeah, it looks like so far this morning folks are going to keep their eyes on China. Although, you know, something that kind of got buried in the headlines, it was out earlier, UBS ended up stating that they had a net profit up 53%.
A net profit? Wow.
Net profit up 53%. but even with that news, it was interesting, even with that news, their stock was down a little bit this morning.
That means the whisper number was out there a while ago. That's all that
right,
means.
Right, exactly, so. Exactly. So, you know, again, I think, you know, the my old keep your seatbelts on, you know, this might be that normal correction that we've all been waiting for quite some time, and
yep.
Just the traders looking for an excuse to, whether it's take short position or cover themselves based upon information moving forward. Nothing that we see is any reason for panic. It's normal. We've gone through, I think Joe said the other day, you know, like our 53rd, you know, normal pullback since we got through the financial crisis.
Right.
So,
right.
So if you're an investor, stay focused on, you know, being a good investor and not letting your emotions get the best of you. If you're a trader, well, this kind of market makes it a little bit more difficult for some of that short-term profit to kick in.
Yep. Now, the China stock market sold off 8.5% yesterday, or this morning. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Every time we talk about that, I marvel at the fact that it could fluctuate that much, but it's a lack of, I wouldn't say liquidity, it's a lack of portfolio vastness, you know, because everybody's, so it's, and it's pretty closed, so that's why it's has that fluctuation like that.
Exactly.
If we saw something like that here, people would be freaking out, but
I was just thinking the same thing.
Wow. The Teva merger or acquisition, I get. The McGraw-Hill one?
Yeah, McGraw-Hill, that was an interesting one.
I have to see what that's all about because I don't understand. That doesn't seem to be in their wheelhouse, a financial company.
No. I'm going to see what I can dig up as well. I'm not familiar with SNL Financial, so I'm curious to see what that's all about.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. Because we're all well aware that McGraw-Hill has to do some type of modification of their business model. Paper right. books are going down in terms of delivery, and they obviously get involved in more educational books or electronic books and publishing. So I don't know how that's going to all focus on financials, but we need to investigate that.
Exactly.
And
what's
this? Delta invests $450 million to expand partnership with China Airline. So that's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal. No, not at all.
So they're moving over there, trying to get more folks over in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's...
Exactly.
I don't see much else out there right now. So very good.
No.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Glad we could get together, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow. So,
all right, sounds like a plan.
Have a good day, but you might need an umbrella from time to time.
All right.
All right.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, the financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays is handled by Joe Patton, Michelle Heide, Jeannie Versa, and Tony Clark. And Michelle and Joe help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntonchamberradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
All right, it's Monday. That means we have Mr. Al War on the phone talking business with Al. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well, sir. Now, we were just talking off air, the heat coming back. How do you take care of your plants and everything like that with the heat?
Lots of water.
Lots of water.
That's one of the secrets of growing plants. There are a lot of farmers, of course, small-time farmers, growing vegetables and so forth in the county, and they have to have water. You gotta water them.
Okay. Now, do you know that today is take your house plant for a walk day?
I had no idea. And let me tell you, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no? Oh, Al, you're such a...
Take your houseplant for a walk? Dang,
yeah.
What on earth? Where do they come up with these things?
I knew I'd be able to throw that one at you. And here's the best part. It's also walk on stilts days, so you can do both if you like.
two things at once.
Yeah, see that? You can make a killing by covering both.
Covering both.
All right. We talk with you every Monday. I love doing this because you highlight Hunterdon County business owners that I don't think get a lot of publicity, and so your column and your time with us helps do that. So who did you talk to this week?
Well, I focused in on Turntable Junction.
Oh, okay.
Turntable Junction has been around for decades, but
yep.
It's gone through some ups and downs.
Right.
And it shows good signs of coming back. New owners took over the end of last year,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to Michael, one of the new owners, and they have good plans for things going forward.
Oh, that's great! So you spoke to the owners. That's awesome. Okay, what are they planning on doing?
Well, they want to participate in all the activities that go on in Flemington, of course, and that includes Thursday Night Lights, which there's one coming up this Thursday, with music and art and dining and all kinds of entertainments.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out what's going on by going to downtownflemington.com. But they're working. The new management is working to bring other events to Turntable Junction. Turntable Junction is an interesting thing. Several weeks ago, we talked about real estate and the propensity of younger buyers of homes looking for walkable towns to buy homes in. They want to be able to walk to the coffee shop,
right?
Walk to the downtown and so forth. So they're passing the suburbs. Not that the suburbs are down, but it sort of indicates a trend with younger buyers of real estate homes.
Yep.
But both rentals and buyers, I might add.
Yep.
But Turntable Junction is right in the middle of that, is wanting to take part in this new trend. There, as you know, there are a lot of there are about 20 different stores and salons and restaurants and.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things going on in Turntable Junction.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting place. It's a walkable place.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drive into it.
No. Nope.
But there are pathways and trees and shrubs, and it's a relaxing kind of a small village right there next to Liberty Village.
Yeah.
And in stark contrast, I might add, to Liberty Village. Liberty Village is a mall.
Mm-hmm.
All self-contained and inside, and the I think that there's studies that show that the days of big malls are long gone. They're over.
Yeah, I wouldn't characterize it as inside, though. It's you still have to be to go from store to store. You have to go outside, but it's all self-contained and But
Turntable Junction is more sprawling, and there are brick walkways and green grass for holding events and so forth. So it's an interesting place, which seems to be right in tune with where the economy and the culture is headed.
So essentially, there's two challenges with these owners of Turntable Junction. They're not necessarily competing with Liberty Village.
No.
But they have to somehow make people aware that the people frequenting Liberty Village, which is also having its own struggles, those people come over across the street to Turntable Junction. And likewise...
It's a double whammy attack in attracting visitors.
Right. And then you got Main Street, which is about a block or two away, and trying to get people from over there to Turntable Junction.
To come to Turntable Junction. I talked to Eileen Schettino and her daughter run the Mixing Bowl, which is a popular place in Turntable Junction. They it's a bakery,
right?
And they bake everything right there on site. Lots of cupcakes and mini cupcakes, and there are 15 different types every day. So it's an active place. They also have other things, lemon squares and brownies and seasonal pies and cake by the slice, those types of things. But they also go out and do catering, bridal showers or weddings, birthday parties, other types of special occasions. You even find them at the local wineries sometimes.
Wow.
But they cater thing, private events as well as public events. So it's an active active place.
Yeah.
The Mixing Bowl.
Mixing Bowl, okay.
Yeah, you can find them on Facebook or Twitter. But talk to another store, which is Comic Fusion.
Okay.
I think we've talked about them before. They do all kinds of new comics and collectibles and T-shirts and memorabilia, all kinds of things that people are interested in relating to comics. But you won't find, a 1950 version of Batman there. What you're going to do is find the latest comics, and they are very popular. People come every week. New comics are published, and people come to this Comic Fusion to pick those up.
Right. This I find curious, because I was never in this mode of thinking when I was a kid. I was never into comics. The first thing that I'm confused about is obviously I have to deal with the fact that we're talking about comic versus comedy versus comics versus the illustrated novels, that type of thing. So I have to get past that first. But when I realize that it's a bookstore about or a store of featuring comics, what type of clientele, what age or demographic
does this interesting, all ages. There are specialty comics published for kids, and then there are comics published for teens and young adults, and then for older adults. It's a wide range. The big push, I take it, is from the older teens.
Yeah.
Segment of the demographic.
Now, I find that really interesting, and I say it this way. We're dealing with a paper-distributed
product,
periodical, in the day and age of digital.
They're doing great.
That's great.
There are publishers that, of course, specialize in comics, and of course, a lot of artists and designers and so forth. In fact, coming up the first, it's an annual event that they hold in October, and it's coming up the first weekend in this October, where they hold a two-day sort of a festival, with combining an auction with a raffle on comics and games and superheroes and so forth. One day is devoted to auctioning